We thank the Lord that He wants us to sing this hymn. Our brother William, he did a good job in leading this hymn. If everybody can sing this hymn very well, then there's no need for me to share the message.
是不是? 我们大家都去发光, 那这样我想, 这就是主的心意。
So everybody can shine, and I think this is the desire of the Lord.
今天的聚会有点特别。
Today's gathering is a little special.
因为我们有原来在我们这边信主得救的弟兄姐妹要为我们做见证。
Because we have a brother and a sister who were originally saved here, he wants to share their testimony for the Lord.
Yeah, 他跟我们分享, 愿主做见证。
They want to share and to share their testimony for the Lord.
就是十一兵弟兄跟李霞姐妹。
And they're our brother Ben and our sister Sally.
那在他们做见证之前, 那也愿意先跟大家, 交通主的话。
Before their testimony, I want to share with brother and sister God's word.
我们一起读一段的圣经, 在以赛亚书第60章。
Let's first read the scripture together. It's in book of Isaiah chapter 60.
以赛亚书60章第1节到第3节。
As book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 through
3. 好，我们就用我们自己熟悉的 语言来念。
Let's read the scripture with the language we are familiar with.
好，一起来。
Together.
兴起发光,
Arise, shine,
因为你的光已经来到,
and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For
darkness
shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will sing upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, the kings to the brightness of your rising.
好，我们就先停在这里。 等一下我们还有一些圣经，
We will pause our scripture reading here, and later we will share more words. Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主啊，是的，你是 众光的源头。
Yes, Lord, you are the source of all light.
主，当地上充满着黑暗的时候， 主啊，你就来把光带到地上。
When this earth is covered with darkness, and you brought the light to earth.
主，我们今天也得到这个光，主，你要我们兴起发光。
Lord, today we have gained this light, and you want us to arise and shine.
我们就把下面这段时间仰望在恩主的手中。
We commit the ensuing time into your gracious hand.
愿你对我们的心说话。
May you speak to our heart.
让我们被你的爱所感动。
So that our heart will be touched by your love.
我们也起来为你做光的见证。
So that we can arise and shine to be your testimony.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
It's in Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
愿意从三方面来交通, 兴起发光。
I want to fellowship this morning from three aspects about arising and shine.
头一方面, 神就是光。
First, God is light.
第二, 我们也是光。
Second, we are the light.
第三, 兴起发光的护照。
Third, the calling of for us to arise and shine.
好，那个呀，我们那个projector 可以先停一下。
We can stop the projector now.
呀，我们知道神就是光。We
know God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。In
Him there is no darkness.
神的本性就是光。God's
nature is light.
神是众光的源头，就像我们今天我们弟兄一开始播饼的时候，给我们念的圣经一样。God
is the source of all light. It says the scripture that was shared by our brother.
那请问大家，在创世纪，神在创世纪第一章，他第一句说的话，他第一个创造是什么？
So I want to ask everybody, in the book of Genesis, in the first chapter, what is the his first creation?
神说，要有光就有了光。God
says, God said, let there be light, and there was light.
其实在这第三节之前，第二节，第一节讲说什么？一起来念好，第一节。
Let's first read the verse 1.
起初神创造天地。第二节呢？
In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the earth.
神的创造原来都是很好的。
Because originally, God's creation was all good.
可是我们神的仇敌撒旦来破坏了。
But God's enemy, Satan, came to sabotage.
所以就有一种情形就是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
So the situation was formless and void, and the darkness was over the surface of the earth.
所以感谢主，神第三节，他神说要有光，就有光。
We thank the Lord for the third verse. God says, "Let there be light," and there was light.
神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
God saw that the light was good, therefore He separated the light from the darkness.
神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
God called the light the day, and the darkness He called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, one day.
感谢主，神头一个创造，而且是第一天，第一天神只造的，只是说有光就有光，其他天呢，造很多很多东西。
We thank the Lord that on the first day, His first and the only creation was light, and He created a lot of things later, but the first day, His only creation was light.
而且神说神看光是好的。
And God said, the light was good.
感谢主，他愿意我们每一个人也能够得着神创造最好的。
We thank the Lord, He desires for us to have the best creation that He has.
然后呢，神愿意我们每一个人也都得着这个光。
God desires for each and every one of us to gain this light.
那感谢主，当光来到，神照了光以后呢，神就把光跟暗分开了。
We thank the Lord after He created the light, He separated light from darkness.
神称光为昼，称暗为夜。有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
He called the light day and the darkness night, and there was evening and there was morning one day.
在神的创造中，我们看见神是一个分别的神。
In His creation, we saw that God is a God of distinction.
他把光跟暗分开。
He separates the lights from darkness.
他把天跟地分开。
He separates the heaven from the earth.
然后他要所有的百物呢各从其类。
And He separates all kinds of creations.
所以神把许多的这个事情分开哈，神不是混杂的神，那乃是他是一个有分别的神。
God separates things.So He is a God of distinctions.
所以呢，神不愿意哈光跟暗混在一起。
He does not want the light to be mixed with darkness.
神不愿意黑跟白混在一起。
He doesn't want white to be mixed with black.
神也不愿意神我们是他的儿女，过一个这种在一个不明不暗的灰色地带。
And we are God's children. He does not want us to live in a gray area, which is neither dark or light.
神要我们活在光明的里。
He wants us to live in light.
神要我们得着最好的。
He wants us to gain the best.
所以当下一次有人问你说好不好？
So in the future, if somebody asks you, is it good?
所以你最好不要说马马虎虎，还好了。
So please do not say so-so or it's all right.
Okay. 好，神愿意我们都好，对不对？
God wants us to get the best, the good.
所以呢，神愿意把光让我们每个人都能够接受这个光。
Therefore, He wants all of us to receive the light.
但是很可惜的，就是一开始人就犯罪了。
But unfortunately, man fell and sin.
所以就有晚上。
Therefore, there was night.
后来才有早上。
And later there is day.
以色列人的一天很奇妙哈，他们很特别，跟我们想象不一样，不是有早上有晚上，是有晚上有早上。
So the days of the Israelites are different. It's not the day comes first. It's the other way around, which means there was night before the day.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
人虽然失败了，虽然现在黑暗之中呢，但是神来拯救人。
Even though men fell and were falling into darkness, but He came to save us.
神就要把我们从晚上带到早上。
He wants to brought us from night to day.
今天我们波饼唱的诗歌，你的信实和广大。
This morning we sang a song, Great is your faithfulness.
神的怜悯每个早晨都是新的。
God's mercy is new every morning.
那现在我们到什么时候呢？
So what time are we in right now?
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Dark is deep, is far spent, and the day is at hand.
感谢主，神今天赐给我们力量，让我们对明天有盼望。
We thank the Lord for giving us strength so that we have hope tomorrow.
感谢主，不仅父神是光，子神也是光，圣灵也是光。
We thank the Lord, not only the Father is light, but also the Son is light, and the Holy Spirit is also light.
在约翰福音第一章就讲到说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
And the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And all things are created in him, and by him, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
感谢主，日期满足的时候，主耶稣就来，为我们来到地上，道就成了肉身，他就把光带到地上。
We thank the Lord, when the fullness of time came, Jesus came to earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
当主耶稣开始传道的时候，当人遇见了主耶稣，就如马太所说的。
And when Jesus started his ministry, and it was when Jesus brought life from heaven.And started spreading the gospel, and it was like what's said in the book of Matthew.
马太福音四章十五节，这是要应验以赛亚先知的话，这样说：说西布伦、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利地，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见的大光，坐在死荫里，的之地的人，有光发现照着他们。
Book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 15 there was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan Galilee of the Gentiles the people were sitting in darkness with a great light and those who were sitting in the land and the shadow of death upon them a light dawned
我们本来都是坐在黑暗死荫里的人
We were those who were originally sitting in darkness and death
但是主耶稣来了就把光带来了
But since Jesus came he brought the light
他我们就被这个光所照然后我们的生命就改变了
So there was light shine upon us and our life was changed
好那我们现在再读下面一段圣经
Let's continue to read the scripture
是在约翰福音八章十二节
Book of John chapter 8 verse 12
好，我们找到，我们一起来念《约翰福音》八章十二节。
Book of John, chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”好，那再下面一个 slide。
Next slide.
在马太福音五章十四节到第十六节。
Book of Matthew.
五章十四节到十六节
Book of Matthew Book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 to 16
一起来读
Let's read together
你们是世上的光城照在山上是不能隐藏的人点灯不放在斗底下是放在灯台上就照亮一家的人你们的光也当这样照在人前叫他们看见你们的好行为便将荣耀归给上帝的父感谢主神是光
We thank the Lord that he is the light
主耶稣说我就是世界的光
God says I'm the light of the world
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走必要得着生命的光
He who follows me will no longer be in darkness but will gain the light of life
第二点我们也是光、啊、
The second we are also light
我们跟从主我们要得着这个生命的光。
When we follow Jesus, we will gain this light of life.
我们的生命本来是被许多的黑暗所充满的。
Our life was originally filled with a lot of darkness.
但是呢，我们跟从主，越跟随呢，我们就会越光明。
But the longer we follow Jesus, the more light we will receive.
感谢主，上礼拜有十一位弟兄姐妹受浸归入主。
We thank the Lord that last week there were 11 brothers and sisters baptized into Jesus' name.
我们每一位受浸归入主的，我们就从黑暗归向光明。
Each one of us who were baptized into Jesus' name was translated from darkness to light.
我们本来是黑暗之子，现在变成光明之子。
We were the son of darkness, but now we're children of light.
所以我们行事为人，就当要与蒙召的恩相称。
So that our daily walk will be worthy of our calling.
所以我们以后信主以后呢，我们生活行事就当光明磊落，对不对
So that after we believe in the Lord, our daily walk will be upright, right?
我们对神所给我们说的话，我们都要说是。
We need to say yes to God, to all the words of Him.
对魔鬼跟我们说的话，我们都要说不。
To the words of Satan, we need to say no.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
不仅他是光，他也要我们成为光。
Not only He is light, He also wants us to be light.
光有一个特性啊。
There is one characteristic of light.
就是不能被隐藏的。
Because it cannot be hidden.
在一间很黑的屋子里面，伸手不见五指。
In a pitch black room.
伸手不见五指。
In a pitch dark room that you cannot even see your hand.
但是只要有一点点的光，一点点的一个蜡烛，这个光点燃起来呢，哎，整个屋子哎就可以就充满着光，就可以看见了。
But if you see a tiny small amount of light, even like the light from a candle, this whole room will be enlightened.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
A city built on the hill will not be hidden.
我想不晓得我们每个人的经历是怎么样哈。
I don't know about everybody's experience.
Yeah. 我们不要做一个隐藏的基督徒。
Let's not be a hidden Christian.
如果说我们流露基督的生命，我们的生命里面有喜乐，有平安，有光，有爱。
If the life of Christ flows from us, and we have the joy and peace and love from Jesus.
Yeah, 有光和爱，又有好行为。
With light and love, and we have good deeds.
那如果有这样子，有朋友或同事来问我们说，你是基督徒吗？
And if we have all those, and our colleagues and friends come to ask us, are you a Christian?
我们就何等的感谢主哈，这样就成为主荣耀的见证。
And how thankful we'll be because we become His glorious the testimony for God.
如果我们有同事或朋友跟我们相处了一段日子
，And after our colleagues and friends after they we get together for a while，
然后后来发现我们是基督徒
，And then they find out we're Christians。
很惊讶地说哇我都不知道你是基督徒
And they will exclaim Wow I did not know that you're a Christian
哦、oh, 那我们就是何等的羞愧对不对
How ashamed we would be
城造在山上是不能隐藏的
A city built on a hill cannot be hidden
是的我们生活在这世界上
Yes we live in this world
主耶稣就是这世界上的光
Jesus is the light of the world
我们也是这世界上的光
We are also the light of the world
愿我们在跟朋友同事相处的时候跟我们的家人相处的时候
well, may when we spend our time with our friends, colleagues and our families
我们不要害怕也不要害羞说哦，我是基督徒
Let's not be afraid to demonstrate or to show that we are Christians
我们愿意很勇敢的很刚强的而且很开心的跟我们的朋友讲说我是基督徒
We should bravely, courageously, and gladly share with others that we are Christians.
最好的机会是什么呢
？What's the best opportunity?
当人家在问你说你周末做什么
？The best opportunity is when we're asked what do you do on weekends.
你就说我礼拜五去查经啊。
You should just say on Fridays I go to Bible study.
我礼拜天去敬拜主啊。
On Sundays I go to worship the Lord.
不要不好意思说，哎呀，我还有别的事情啊。
Do not be embarrassed or ashamed and say I have something else to do.
我们真是愿意在这地上为主做光明的见证。
We truly want to be the testimony for the Lord on earth.
后来保罗也这样勉励我们。
And Paul also encouraged us.
我们现在因为黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Because the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
他说我们不要哈，我们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子，我们不属于黑夜，
he said,
也不属于幽暗。
He said, for you are all sons of light and sons of day. We're not of night nor of darkness.
因为睡的人是在夜间睡，醉的人是在夜间醉。
So that let us not sleep as others do, but let us be.For those who sleep, do they're sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night.
所以我们不要像别人一样睡觉，总要警醒谨守。
So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober.
保罗提醒我们要警醒谨守。
Paul wants us to be alert and sober.
不要荒宴醉酒，倒要被圣灵充满。
Do not indulge in revelry or drunkenness. But to be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 我们都是光明的儿女，对不对？
We're children of light.
我们在这幕后的时候，我们要警醒。
In this end time, we need to be alert and sober.
不要跟这世界上的人一样。
Do not be like those people of this world.
我们有盼望，那个主的就快要再来了。
And we have this hope that the Lord will return soon.
我想再问大家，大家都应该记得哈。这在圣经上讲的一天是从什么时候开始
？I want to ask everybody, when does a day start in the Bible?
是从晚上开始，有晚上，有早晨。
It starts with the night and then the day.
然后呢，会结束在什么时候呢
？And then when does it finishes at?
会结束在中午。
It ends at midday.
义人的光，义人的路，如同黎明的光，越照越明，直到日落。
The path of the righteousness is like the midday, and it gets brighter and brighter.
一直到日午。
Until the midday.
到中午的时候，主耶稣就回来了。
Until the midday, Jesus will return.
所以感谢主，让我们都成为这世上的光。
We thank the Lord, may He make us all the light of this world.
第三点，主也对我们每一个人有一个呼召。
Third, Jesus has a calling for all of us.
就是兴起发光的呼召。
A calling for us to arise and shine.
大家记得主耶稣来到地上的时候。
I will remember when Jesus came to earth.
他呼召门徒的时候说什么
？What did he say when he called his disciples？
大家记得吗
？Do you remember？
第一，就刚开始主耶稣呼召门徒的时候说：“来，跟从我。”
At the beginning, Jesus, when he called his disciples, he said, "Come, follow me."
来跟从我。
Come, follow me.
这就是我们得救的故事，对不对
？This is the story of our salvation.
我们都来了。
We all came.
我们都跟随主了。
We all followed Jesus.
但是当我们认识主、跟随主，当主后来为我们钉死、埋葬、复活以后，他怎么对门徒说呢？
So we came to know Jesus and follow him. After Jesus was crucified and died, what did he say to his disciples? After he was resurrected, what did he say?
他在马太福音最后一章28章就有一个大使命的呼召，对不对
？In the book of Matthew chapter 28, he has a calling for a great commission.
你们要去。然后呢，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit."
凡我所吩咐你的，你们的都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
For all that I have commanded, you need to observe. I will be with you until the end of the age.
大家有没有注意到？这个动词不一样了。
Have you noticed that there is a difference in the verbs he used?
在马太福音，主耶稣说你们要去。
In the book of Matthew, he says, "Go."
我们来到主的面前，当我们生命被主改变以后，主就打发我们去。
After we came to the Lord and our life was changed by God, He will send us.
要去做什么
？Send us to do what?
就是去发光啊。
To shine.
去使万民做主的门徒啊
！To make disciples of all nations。
我们成为基督徒，我们生命被改变，我们很高兴，对不对？我们蒙受主的很多的恩典。
We're glad that we became the disciples of Jesus, and we receive a lot of blessings from him.
我们都来了，对不对
？We all came.
是不是就一直在这里，大家很开心聚会就好了呢
？So will that be good if we just come here and to gather together?
还不只是这样。
That's we do not stop there.
主说你们要去。
Jesus says, "Go."
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主愿意我们来去为主发光。
Jesus wants us to go and shine for Him.
使万民做主的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
保罗就是最好的榜样。
Paul is the greatest example.
好，我们再念最后一段的圣经。
Let's read the last scripture together.
在《使徒行传》26章18节到19节。
Book of chapter 26, verse 18 to 19.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together. 我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。亚基巴王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。我们知道保罗的得救就是被一个大光所照到。
We know that Paul's salvation was due to the fact that there was great light shone upon him.
然后他的生命就被改变了。
And afterwards, his life was changed.
他就为主来发光。
And he shone for the Lord.
这边保罗这样说，在亚基帕王面前这样说。
Paul said before the King Agrippa.
神对主耶稣对保罗说，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。
To open their eyes so that they may turn from the darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God.
哦，从黑暗归向光明。
From darkness to light.
然后又借着信靠主，罪得赦免，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
That they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
这就是保罗他一生的见证。
This is the testimony of Paul of his entire life.
保罗答应主的呼召，主也立他做外邦人的光，施行救恩直到地极。
Paul answered to the calling of God, and God ordained him to become the light of the Gentiles and to spread the gospel andto the end of the world.
罗马书十章十五节这样说，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Book of Romans chapter 10 verse 15, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things.
当主要来以前，我们愿意我们每个人都做一个报福音传喜信的人。
Before the Lord's return, may each and every one of us be the ones that spread the new good news of good things.
黑夜已深了，白昼将近。
The night is far spent and the day is at hand.
我们把我们的灯擦亮，里面也要预备油才能发光。
Let's keep our lamp bright and we'll also need to prepare oil so that we can shine.
让我们不要做一个冒烟的灯哈。
Let's not be the smoldering lamp.
让我们做一个发光的灯。
Let's be a lamp that shines.
来答应主的呼召。
So that we can answer to the calling of God.
在新约里面有三个呼召。
There are three callings of God in the book of the New Testament.
有一个大使命的呼召。
There is a calling of great commissions.
有马其顿的呼声。
There is a calling in Macedonia.
还有在启示里面得胜者的呼召。
And there is a calling for overcomers in the book of Revelation.
如果我们得胜，就永远与神在一起。
If we are overcomers, we will be with the Lord forever.
如果我们的失败，灯台就会被挪去。
But if we are defeated, our lamps will be removed.
让我们都起来答应这个呼召。
May we all rise and respond and answer this call.
从今天开始，从现在开始。
From now, from today.
从本地开始，从最小的事情开始。
From the local places, from the smallest things.
我们都起来兴起发光。
May we all arise and shine.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那下面呢，我们就请十一兵弟兄跟李霞姐妹为主做见证。
The following time, we would like to give to our brother Ben and sister Sally, who will share this testimony for the Lord.
他们是在这里信主的，所以我们很欢迎、很高兴的看到他们经过三十年左右回到我们的当中。
They were saved here, and we're glad to see after 30 years they came back and be with us.
李霞姐妹先交通，对。
首先感谢神，谢谢弟兄姐妹给我们这个机会。其实我站在这里觉得很不配呀、那我想到我神在我们身上所信实伟大，所见我们要在我们身上所做的，从我们一个无神论者到我们今天我们的。
I want to thank the Lord, brother and sister, thank the brothers and sisters that I have this opportunity to be here. I feel unworthy, to be here.
但是想到神在我们身上的奇妙的作为，我想连石头都要见证主。
when I think of those wonderful deeds that God has, the great works that God has done in us, I think if I remain silent, even the rocks will shout. So I want to be here to give the testimony.
我就站在这里为主做见证。
That's why I want to be here, standing here, and give the testimony for the Lord.
好，下一张。
Next slide.
Yeah. 我大概简单介绍一下我们重生得救，然后蒙召这样的一个经历。
I want to give a brief introduction of how I was saved, and then I went to spread the gospel. We're called to spread the gospel.
所以90年我们俩是先后三个月来到美国留学。
So in 1990, we came to the States, and there was 3 months between our arrival here.
两年以后，也就是1992年。我们在君凯和薇薇的家里，他们那个时候有一个家庭福音聚会，我们在那里重生得救，然后夫妻俩在年底1992年年底一起就在我们的教会受洗。
And in 1992, two years after we came here, we were saved in Brother Jack. We were baptized and saved in Brother Jack and Vivi's family.
95年的时候我们又搬到 Austin， 在 Austin 的 Austin Christian Assembly 我们敬拜主，也跟弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
In 1995 we moved to Austin, and there we gathered together with brothers and sisters in Austin Christian Assembly.
也在那里就是王国熙弟兄带我们几家年轻的 couple， 星期六我们就一起读主的话语，也在那里成长。
And back then, our brother Livingstone was the one leading the Bible study groups for a lot of young couples. That's where we learned and grew together spiritually.
接下来我们就搬到 Indianapolis.
Then we moved to Indianapolis.
在那里我们经历了主的破碎，跟一群蒙恩的罪人一起，我们在那里也是成长，在那里经历神。
There we were broken by the Lord, and there we grow together with other sinners saved by grace.
那2011年我们经过祷告印证，然后就明确神的呼召。
In 2011, we prayed together, we inquired of the Lord, and it was answered by the Lord, and we answered God's calling.
所以一边就辞职全时间服侍主。
So we resigned from our job and we served the Lord full time.
那我们这些年心里其实一直有一个感动，神放在我们心里，要我们把我们所领受的，那我们要传给还没有得救的人。
There has been a desire in our heart that the Lord wants us to spread what we have learned in the Lord to those people who have not been saved.
所以17年一斌就加入了 OMF， 就是原来叫内地会，现在又叫海外基督使团，现在叫 OMF。
So in 2017, Brother Ben joined OMF, is the Overseas Missionary
Fellowship. Yeah， 所以我就一直是在代职，也在教会里服侍成长。
So I was I also joined later and I've been growing in there.
Yeah. 所以神不断的感动我们，要让我们去把这个福音传给我们，就是还没有认识主，主要是我们的中国学生。
So God constantly touch our hearts. He wants us to spread the gospel to others, especially for those Chinese students who are studying overseas.
所以17年的时候。2021年的时候我们就看到，也是因为在北美做这些基督徒回国，那些基督徒的就是跟他们在一起带领他们能够更多的认识主，生命的成长。
So in 2021 we saw those Christians who were saved here who are returning to China, and we can see how they can continually growing after they went back.
Yes, 是很就是他们在中国的环境里很 challenge， 需要陪伴，也需要一起成长的，这样在主内成长的一个过程。
For those people who believed in the Lord and returned to China, the circumstances in China was not very beneficial for their spiritual growth, and they need encouragement from us to help to accompany them to grow.
所以我们就很有感动，那我就2021年又也加入了 OMF。
I was deeply touched by that. Therefore, in 2021, I also joined OMF.
所以2022年我就提前退休，我们夫妻俩一同到海外宣教做长宣。
So in 2022, I was also retired ahead of time, and together with my husband, we went on missionary trips.
好，下一张。
Next slide.
这其实就是一张我们讲我们的计划和神的计划。我们90年拿着两个大箱子，带着做美国梦的这样一个愿望来到美国，但是到了美国我们得到了人生的至宝，就是认识了耶稣基督，这个生命的源泉也是爱的源泉。那我们2022年可以有一个2020年同样也是提着两个大提箱，但这是带着满满主的爱，也是带着这个我们的一个顺服的心，愿意把这个爱传给我们的同胞，我们又回到了亚洲，就是这样子一张图。
So this slide is about man's plan and God's plan. When we came to the States, we brought two big suitcases and our American dreamAnd in 2022, we also have two big suitcases. In 2022, we went back to China. And our greatest gain, Malaysia. Our greatest gain was to gain the Lord.
因为我们去马来西亚是因为我们到中国的签，中国不能进去，所以在马来西亚的话，它跟中国也容易，我们就从那边又做中国学生的事工，也这样的去到中国去做宣教的工作。
I'm sorry.
在因为我们本来想回到中国。
Previously, our plan was to return to China.
但因为签证的缘故，我们没有办法进到中国。
But we have difficulty entering to China due to our visa issue.
所以我们到了马来西亚，因为跟中国很近。
Therefore, we went to Malaysia
because it was close.
So we went to Malaysia because it's close to China and there is no time zone difference.
所以我们就在那里，又回到中国做，回到中国也同时在马来西亚做中国学生的，福音工作。
So when we went back to China, we still continue to do the continue to spread the gospel for the people who are in Malaysia.
就我们就戴德生弟兄有一句名言啊，他讲，如果我有1000条生命。
Brother Hudson Taylor said, "If I have 1,000 lives,
没有一条不给中国。
I will not spare anyone to China.
我有
I will not give to China.
Right. 如果我有1000块英镑
，If I have 1,000 pounds,
没有一块不给中国。
I will not spare any dollar.To China, not to give to China.
但是最后一句话其实很重要。他说：“不，不是我，是耶稣基督。”
The last line is very critical. He said, "Yet not me, but Jesus."
所以这也是鼓励我们，让我们今天的信息也在讲。
So this is also encouragement for us, and just like the message that was just shared.
我们去为主发光。
We go and shine for the Lord.
好 ，next one.
Next slide.
这张图大家肯定有一些是熟悉的面孔。
Some of you may be familiar with some of the.
这就是我们当年在那个君凯和薇薇家那个家庭福音聚会，大部分的有一些弟兄姐妹可能没在。你看左边，
This is a family gathering of back then we had in Brother Jack and Vivi's home.
当时我们那个常有常健弟兄看见了。
And back then, our brother 常健 was with us. Did you see him?
还有那个，其实 Mary 姐妹已经离开我们了，回天家了。
And our sister Mary is no longer with us.
还有海郎，
And brother 海郎。
然后我们那其实当时中弟兄还有李安安姐妹在我们，也是带领我们查经的。
Our brother Philip and sister Anne was also with us and leading our Bible study.
看右边这张图， 是其实我们当时信主也是当时的时候我们一群无神论者，然后又是很怎么讲呢，很幼稚很愚昧，然后在君凯和薇薇家就在那个小房子里，我们每周五先吃饭然后再查经。
If you look at the picture on the right and you can see a group of atheists back then, we were ignorant and foolish and we're together in Brother Jack's house and read the Bible.
那个汤那个是宝宝哈，阿宝，他们那个小小男孩是阿宝。
This little boy, his name is 阿宝。
其实当时的话，我们也是在这里领受了神的爱。
Back then, we received the love of the Lord.
认识了，也逐渐认识神。
And we gradually know the Lord.
也，他们其实也不比我们大几岁，我想跟我们差不多的，可能年龄稍微大一几岁了。
They're not a lot older than us, maybe just a few years old.
带着两个年很小的两三岁的幼的孩子。
They have a toddler, 2-3 years old with them.
但是他们每周开放家庭。
But every week they open their house.
为我们预备美食了。
Prepare delicious food for us.
我们就在那里，其实有的时候还跟他们争吵。
And so,We're there, sometimes we are arguing with them.
但是就在这里，主的爱临到了很多弟兄姐妹身上。
But it's in that house, God's love has come upon a lot of brothers and sisters.
也祝福了，其实现在有很多的弟兄姐妹都在不同的岗位上服侍神。
And bless a lot of brothers and sisters who are serving the Lord.
其实这也是我们现在在马来西亚做的事情。
And this is exactly what we're doing right now in Malaysia.
所以我们看到神的预备哈，也是神的爱，神的信实。
So we can see all God's providence, His supply, and His faithfulness.
好，下一张。
Next slide.
这张我们看到王弟兄和钟弟兄，他是2017年到我们的教会。那我们在一起照的一张相。
This picture you can see our brother Livingstone Wan and brother Philip. He came to our church in 2017, and that's when we take this picture.
然后这边右边呢是一斌的姨妈和姨父，也就是于崇华的第二个儿子于崇信。
And the other picture is our brother Ben's Auntie and his uncle-in-law.
他们今年95岁了。
They're 95 years old now.
我们其实在来之前刚刚去看过他们。
Before we came here, we visited them.
他们是很蒙福的一对，头脑清楚，祷告铿锵有力。我们说比我们声音还大。
They're very blessed couple. The prayer is fervent.And they're even louder than our voice when they pray.
所以我放这张相片的意思是
the point of me posting these pictures are
其实神把很多的见证人
God placed a lot of witness
而且派了很多工人
and a lot of workers
在我们身边
around us
像云彩一样为我们祷告
like a cloud of witness who are praying for us
也陪伴我们
They accompany us
一起走天路
And we walk together on this path to heaven
所以我们其实很感恩
That's why we're very grateful
好下一张
Next slide
这张我觉得我就没什么讲了大概就讲我们从做美国梦到天国梦我们认识了耶稣基督就是我们到美国最大的一个不能说成就了是我们到美国最大得着一生最美的祝福
I think for this slide there's not much for me to say the thing I want to say is that our dream is from American dream to a dream about the heaven our greatest gain is to gain the Lord
no. yeah 好还有一也从我们从渴望爱得到爱到能够走出去给出爱
And we went from a desire or longing for love to giving love.
好，再一个。但最后我们就是从一个真的是浪子，从无神论来能够回到神的家里，然后再顺服主来传扬主的福音。
And we were the prodigal son who returned to the house of God, which were changed from an atheist to someone who spread the gospel.
好，我大概就分享到这。
This is my sharing.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
由我来继续哈，弟兄姐妹平安，大家好。
I'll continue with the sharing. Peace, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 这。啊，我姊妹说的都是真实的哈。
All that my wife shared is truth.
很感激哈，我们感谢神，我们可以来到这里。
We thank the Lord.
大多数的我们都不认识哈，都是很多第一次见面的。那些带我们信主的 ，sorry.
We thank the Lord that we can come here, and a lot of us, we have not seen each other. It's the Lord who allow us to be saved here.
有点激动哈，所以说话比较快。
I feel excited. That's why I speak a little bit faster than usual.
Yeah. 就像我姊妹见证分享的，我们在这里头啊，蒙主恩啊，
like what my
享受主的爱。
Like what my wife just shared. Here we receive God's blessing and His love.
我们就寻找那个爱的源头在哪里。
That's why we start to seek the source of love.
就是我们得到了神，那是神耶稣的爱。
And then we found that's the from the love of Jesus.
耶稣的光啊
，the light of Jesus.
他是真光
，He's
the true light. 只有他是真实的。
Only Him is the true.
所以也是一个慢慢的过程，我们不断的来领受神的话，接受神的光，然后除去我们心中的黑暗，慢慢的我们愿意将神的光、神的福音能够告诉其他人。
And it's been a long journey for us to receive God's word, His light, and gradually we want to share this light to other people.
这是一个缓慢但是又确定的过程。下一章。
It's been a process that's slow but sure.
那走到这一步吧，我想不是一天的时间哈，而是很多的见证人，就像我姊妹见证的，还有很多的。我们叫不上来名字的，还忘记名字的见证人，在我们身边一直在鼓励着我们，一直在催促着我们哈，来向前。
Rome was not built in one day, and in this process, a lot of brother and sister has been encouraging us and propelling us to go forward.
那主要的一个原因呢，就是我们觉得我们领受了神的福音，我们欠福音的债。我们要好好的去还债。
And the major reason is that we receive the gospel, and we have this burden to share the gospel.
Yeah, 所以这个还债的这个信念念头呢，在我们心里头就是不断的来增强哈。那我们就这时候我们虽然在美国服侍很开心哈，美国有很多的资源哈，我们觉得很好。
So we were increasingly by the burden to share the gospel. And even though we were here in the States, there is a lot of resources, and we feel life is good here.
但是在疫情当中呢，就给我们一个时间呢，让我们能够慢慢的慢下来，来思考我们下一段怎么样来更好的服侍。
But COVID gave us this opportunity to pause and to think how we can serve in the following time, in the future.
那我们在不断的祷告当中也看到神手的带领。
And through our continuous prayer, we saw God's leading.
下一章，就很奇妙哈，我们就有一对马来西亚的夫妇呢，在 COVID 当中呢，就移民到了美国。
And there was a couple during COVID, there were Malaysian couple who came to the States.
就左边那张哈，那时候正好在 lockdown 的时候，都是教会也关门了，那个大家有在家里头宅在家里头。
During the lockdown, the picture on the to the left, during lockdown, the church was not open and everybody was in that stay in their own house.
他们我听说了以后，我们就请他到我们家来，我们就一起吃饭，一起来聊天，认识他们，也向他们介绍教会。
After we heard about them, we invited them to our house, and we chat together. We talk about church.
神很奇妙的就在那个时候就把他们带到我们身边，我们就认识了他们。他们也介绍他们马来西亚很需要福音，有很多的中国学生，还有很多的中国人到马来西亚。
And at that time, God led them to our house, and they told us about the situation back in Malaysia. There are a lot of students in Malaysia who needs God.
所以通过他们呢，我们当时也在寻求和我们想回中国，那中国是不太容易进去，那我们哪个地方比较好呢？我这时候他们就给我们很多的启示启发我们也跟我们机构商量以后决定就去马来西亚。
Back then, we could not go back to China, but they gave us some inspiration. So we were thinking about which place is closer, and then we decided to go to Malaysia.
那通过他们呢，我们也认识了马来西亚，就是右边那张图，是一个基督徒大学的校长，他就主动来帮我们介绍马来西亚给我们，而且给了我们很多的帮助，包括签证的帮助。
And through them, we came to know a principal in Malaysia.Who actually later offer us a lot of help, including helping, supporting us or sponsoring our visa.
故事比较长了，所以我们就长话短说哈。那通过他们呢，我们认识了西马的一个宣教牧师。宣教牧师呢，就给我们介绍中国在马来西亚的一个大学啊。下一章。
And through them, we came to know about a pastor, a principal,
大学的。然后我们就发现这个中国一带一路哈的项目在马来西亚建了一个大学，从2015年就开始建的，2016年就投入使用。
And there we came to see a university was built in 2015. That was a branch university.
那2018年开始呢，当时学生就有到4000，那到今年已经有差不多10000的学生。
In 2018, this branch campus of Xiamen University, there was 4000, and right now it's over 10,000.
有3000左右的中国学生，从大陆来的学生。
There are approximately 3000 students from mainland China.
他们是高考以后就过来的。
After they
都很年轻。
After they took the
18岁的
college entrance examination in China, they came to
那神就带领我们呢，在那个学校边上的做福音工作。
And we were doing gospel work near this university.
看到神的奇妙的带领呢，还有很多的故事哈。然后我们就在那里边呢，就是找房子，然后也感谢神呢，神就预备了一个地方，就是当地有一个教会，也是看到福音工作的需要，在那边开了一个布道所。
So we went through a lot of wondrous God's leading, a lot of wondrous stories, and we find a place close to this gospel outreach.
这个好，下一张哈。
Next slide.
Yeah, 这个布道所呢也很奇特哈，就是有两个弟兄把两排的左右两排的这个屋子买下来以后，然后1块钱一马币租给教会，就等于是免费给教会来使用哈。
So it's there's something very unique about this gospel outreach too. So in this place, our brother bought this. Outreach two houses with one rented for $1.
Yeah, for $1. Yeah, 谢谢。然后楼下呢就是一个就是一个聚会，就是茶经，还有就是喝咖啡的地方啊，就是 fellowship 地方。那楼上就是敬拜的地方啊，非常好的环境。
The downstairs was used for a fellowship, fellowship and a Bible study.
这就是我们那个就是平时聚会的情景，正好是新年嘛哈。左边我们就23年的新年，我们就开始查经。
This is how we gather together. On the left, it's the during the Spring Festival, and we did Bible study together.
其实我们也在跟学生的认识当中，看我们怎么帮助你们呢？他们就说：“哎，我们想查经。”
So during that time, we asked a student how we can help them. They said we want to study the Bible.
所以感谢主，我们就开始了哈，才已经有1年多了。
We thank the Lord. That's how we started our work, and it has been a year.
下一章， Yeah, 这是我们常常跟学生在一起，那些蒙上眼睛的，就是为了安全原因，他们都要回国，所以我们就没有把它放出来。Yeah, 所以我们常常在一起呢，跟他们一起交流哈，然后一起吃饭，一起出去旅行哈，那就是跟他们建立关系，认识他们，然后他们就渐渐的不断的开放自己，我们也将福音告诉他们。
So this is how we fellowship together with the student because they are returning to China. That's why we partially cover their face for safety reason. We usually eat together and we chat with each other to build our relationship.
他们有一些都是新二代，就是在国内信主以后到马来西亚读书的。
A lot of them are second generation believers because they have believed the Lord back in China and then came to study abroad.
所以我们就鼓励他们的向他们的同学传福音啊，我们也跟他们一起传福音，包括将这些学生带到我们查经小组来。
So we encourage them to spread the gospel and encourage them to bring their classmates together into our Bible study group.
这些中国来的学生呢，我们也看到他们在属灵的character 上有很多的缺陷。
And we can see there's a lot of lacking in their spiritual growth for the students from China.
所以很多的时候呢，我们也鼓励他们，也有的时候也告诉他们怎么做啊。我们主要是我们认识了以后呢，就可以告诉他们他们不足的地方啊，他们也会改正他们的这些地方啊。
After we build a relationship and came to know them, we'll point out the things, the area of growth, so that they can improve on themselves.
下一章，我们也在那边也有一些的布道会哈，不是很多，我们有几次布道会，那我们重点是做 follow up， 然后我们也鼓励那些学生来 outreach.
We have some evangelistic meetings.Not many, but a few, so we can encourage one another.
常常是有很多学生来，他们很 curious， 就是这个基督教是怎么回事，教会怎么回事。所以我就说，希望神给你们更多的 curiosity， 来常常来。但是也是有一些人看一下就没有再来了。
There are a lot of people who came here out of curiosity.And I want to pray to the Lord to make them more curious. They want to know what Christianity is like. But a lot of people stop coming after a while.
很多时候我们也去学校探访他们，然后跟他们坐下来谈心哈，然后解决他们的生活、他们的感情上的各种各样的问题哈。因为我们都是爷爷奶奶辈儿的哈，所以也是看他们的小孩子有的时候也是很幼稚，但是还是要告诉他们神的话，教他们怎么面对这些挑战。
A lot of times we'll go visit them, we'll talk, have a heart-to-heart talk with them. We're almost the age of their grandparents, so we can.Talk to them and help them tackle some of the issues they encounter in their lives.
下一章。
Next slide.
另外一个事工呢，就是我们所分享到的，在前面一章，就是来关怀、来鼓励那些已经回国的基督徒，他们的在国内的成长。
Another part of our service is to visiting the Christian returnees and to.Help with their spiritual growth.
我想大家如果是从你是从中国来的，也知道哈。那我们所谓称呼为海归呢，就是在海外学习、工作、信主以后啊，他成为基督徒就回去的那些，我们主要关怀鼓励那些人。
The Christian returnees are those who believe in the Lord and then they return back to China. So our job is to serve them as well.
他们回去以后面临了很多的挑战。
They encounter a lot of challenges after they return to China.
特别是在属灵方面，他们常常是水土不服的。
Especially when it comes to the spiritual aspect, it's hard for them to adjust.
首先面临着能够找到能够一个真正有真理传扬，能够有一个很好的一个就是教会，他们找教会都是面临的第一个问题。
The first challenge they encounter is to find a church that spread the truth.
那我们就有国内的同工来帮助他们，介绍他们来个找到一些合适的教会。
So we have co-workers in China to introduce them to those appropriate churches.
那我们在他们回国之前呢，有一个预备的退休会。
Before they go back to China, we will have a retreat.
我们请国内的家庭教会的牧师，还有请已经回国的海归来现身说法，给他们介绍国内的宗教情况、工作情况、生活情况。
And we invite the pastors, the preachers who are in China and those who have returned to China to introduce and to tell them about the situations in China.
这样他们有一个心理上的一个预备。
That way they will be prepared mentally.
他们就能更好的来回国，能够来回国，能够继续他们的属灵的成长。
That way they will be better prepared when they go to China and they can continue with their spiritual growth when they go to China.
那我们的工作常常就是我们就常常回国，能够走访这些我们有关系的这些的海归基督徒，然后跟他们一起来聚会，也认识他们的教会，也将他们更好的来跟教会的连接，他们也看到这几年他们也在教会开始服侍。
So when we are part of our service to visit them and to connect with them, we can see how they've been serving back in China.
所以你有，如果你有一些的认识的人他在国内的话，你们回国去探亲，我是鼓励你们也去常常看看这些回国信主的人，鼓励他们。那重要的是要鼓励他们要在教会里头聚会，要成长。
If you know someone who are Christian returnees to China, I encourage you to encourage them to continue to grow in the church and spiritually.
因为在国内的宗教环境跟我们在这里头很不一样。
Because the religious circumstance in China is vastly different from here.
没有像大家这样这个很喜乐的每个礼拜天能够这样自由的来到我们的属灵家来敬拜赞美神。
They could not joyfully and freely come to the church to praise and worship the Lord.
也许这个礼拜在这儿聚会，下个礼拜就到不同的地方聚会了。
Maybe they can gather in one place this week and next week they have to transfer to a different place.
而且不能有这样大聚会，都是分成在很小的聚会。
And they cannot gather together in great numbers. They have to be separated in smaller groups.
所以他们的牧者就很辛苦，现在在国内。他们的
The shepherding is very difficult.
Yeah. 我们另外也是看到有很多在北美受过神学教育的回国能服侍做传道人的很多这样的弟兄姐妹。
We also have seen a lot of brother and sister who receive theological training and go back and serve in China.
他们的压力更大。
And they actually shoulder a lot more responsibility and stress.
不但是有在教会内部的，还有很多在外部的，天天经常有去被请去喝茶，被请去训话的这样的情形。
The pressure is not just internally from the church itself, but also externally. They're often invited to interrogations.
我们这次回去也很奇妙，我们今年八月份回去就神就带领我们见了四个这样的传道人。
And interesting, this year when we go back to China, we visited four mission
我们就跟他们一起的祷告，一起来他也分享他们的这个国内的情况，我们就鼓励他们，我们一起跟他们祷告。
So we pray together and they share with us the conditions in China and we pray together.
我们这次回国呢，普遍遇见的就是走到哪里都告诉我们经济不好。
And so wherever we went there and we heard most is that the economic condition is not so good.
而且在中国基督徒他们信仰的压力也越来越大。
And in China, the Christians,In China, they have receiving increasingly greater pressure.
而且在管控上也越来越严格，甚至要实行那个网络身份证、网卡、网证的这个事情。
And they have been tightened their control, and they require the digital ID online.
Yeah. 所以这在我们在北美这种环境是不可想象的。
We cannot even imagine a situation like this when we live in Northern America.
这是中国的我们的弟兄姐妹所面对的现在的现实。
This is our brothers and sisters in China, what they're facing right now.
所以我们真是要为中国的弟兄姐妹好好的祷告。
So we truly need
求神坚固他们的信心，也为他们开路。
So we truly need to pray for our brothers and sisters in China. May the Lord strengthen the faith and prepare the way for them.
虽然那里头黑暗，但是他们在那里头为主做工，为主发光，值得我们好好的效法和为他们祷告。
Even though it was dark, it is dark there, and what they're doing is worth our following their example. We need to follow the example, and we need to pray for them.
我们应该在我们现在自由的环境下更好的发光啊，在我们的家人，在我们的职场，就像君凯弟兄告诉我们的哈，因为我们的光是那真光啊，神的光，所以发出来就能够照亮那些在黑暗的人。
We need to shine more and in this environment. It's like what our brother shared, because his light is a true light. We can enlighten our family in the workplace.
千万不要隐藏你的光而不好意思向别人照出来。
Do not hide your light and do not be afraid to let it shine.
因为只有这个光，只有福音的光，然后神的爱才能改变一个人的生命。
Only the light of the gospel, only the love of God can change people's life.
我们下一章，我们另外做的一项工作的就是基督徒海归啊，我们叫他回国以后，我们觉得很需要给他们一个预备。
And the other part of our service is that we feel there is a need for us to prepare for those Christian returnees.
因为你知道我们在海外信主都是那些在我们之前信主的弟兄姐妹，在我们的身上都花费了很多的这个力量啊，很多的心思、时间、资源。
We know those Christian returnees previously, they have invested a lot of time, love and the thoughts on us.
可是回去以后呢，我们发现有80%以上的基督徒就再也不去聚会了。
But after the return to China, we found out over 80% of them stopped the gathering.
这是很可惜的，你说是不是？
Isn't that a shame?
所以我们就来给他们一个预备，就是叫他们回去之前，就看到国内的这个情况，叫他们有一个心理准备。
So we have a special meeting together so that they can see, we can prepare for them before they go back. This is a condition that could happen.
另外，我们也呼召，也叫他们寻求圣灵的带领，跟他们分享，就是回去以后，不是因为在美国找不到工作哈，不得不回去。
So we also share the calling of the Holy Spirit, not because they couldn't find a job, so that they do not go back to China.
因为神对每个人都有一个呼召，问题是我们有没有寻求这个呼召。
God has a calling for each and every one of us. Do we seek His calling?
我们就鼓励他们要看到你们回去，不是简简单单回去，是神有神的呼召带你们回去，你们要带着福音的使命，带着真光的这个发光的使命啊，带着我们的负担回去，因为主要借着你们来祝福你们的家人跟教会。
We want them to see when you go back, you don't just go back by yourself, but you go back with a calling, because God has a calling for your church and family.
这样带着他们就是发现神的确是回国，是神有神的使命在他。他们回去以后就带着负担，带着这样勇气，就比较开心的回去。
When they find out, when they go back, they have a mission, and they will go back happily and with this mission.
我想也是神鼓励我们哈，能够不断的来为主发光，能够来做的这样的事情，我们觉得这是非常值得的事情。
I think it's worthwhile that God encourages us.For us, encourage us to do such thing.
我们也很高兴，就是我们能够参与这项服事，能够来继续神给我们的呼召，来还福音的债。
And we're also glad that we can be part of this calling and to respond to God's calling and to pay the debt of spreading the gospel.
而且传福音宣教呢，只是在今生有效。
And the missionary work and the spreading the gospel is only for this life.
当神再回来的时候，我们就不需要再宣教了。
When God returns, there is no need for us to do
missionary work. 那时候也没有我们需要世上的光，那时候是真光，神照亮我们，永远跟这个真光在一起。
And we no longer need any light in this world.
就像启示录，就像启示录二十二章那样，神的真光就遍布这个世界。
It's like what's said in the book of Revelation, chapter 22. The true light will cover.
所以这是也是给我们一个紧迫感，在我们主再来之前，我们要好好的发光，好好的传福音，好好的来这个建立教会，使神能够使他们还没有认识主的人能够认识主。
This is also should give us a sense of urgency. Before God's return, we need to shine for Him, spread the gospel.Build up the church and to know the Lord better.
这也是神给我们的大使命。
This is also the great mission God gave us.
还有神的大诫命就是爱神爱人。
And another great commission is to love people, to love the Lord.
Yeah, 愿神祝福我们教会，愿神祝福每一个人能够为主发光，好好的传福音，来建造神的教会。
May the Lord bless our church, bless each one of us to shine for Him, to build the church for Him.
如果大家有这方面的需要，就是回国的，你有亲朋好友需要回国，需要找教会，我们都可以跟我们联系。
If any one of your family, friends need to go back to China and find a church, you can reach out to us.
好，谢谢，感谢主，谢谢大家。
Thank the Lord. Thank you.
We thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity for brothers to share with us.
我们感谢神给我们这个机会，能够听到我们弟兄和姊妹的分享。
Let's pray.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we do thank and praise you for giving us this time. We can see that indeed you give us opportunity to shine for you.
主，我们感谢你给我们刚才的时间，我们听见说你实在是给我们机会能够为你发光。
We do pray that the light of Jesus will shine through us, not because we are good, but because you are in us.
主，我们实在是祷告，你的光可以从我们身上能够发出来，不是因为我们这个人有任何的好处，乃是因为你在我们的里面。
We do pray that your love will shine through us to the world.
我们祷告是你的爱可以从我们里面可以照耀出来，能够向世界来照耀出来。
For you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son.
神爱世人，甚至把你独生的爱子赐给我们。
So that no one will perish, but gain the eternal life.
所以信你的就不至灭亡，反得永生。
Lord, we do need your love.
主，我们何等需要你的爱。
So that we can shine your light.
使我们可以来为你发光。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
In your name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.So we'd like to welcome the newcomers.
我们想要来欢迎我们当中第一次来的朋友们。
If you are here for the first time, or you have not been here for a while, we'd like to welcome you and we'd like to know you.
如果你是第一次来，或者是你已经很久没有来的话，我们希望你可以站起来介绍一下自己，让我们可以认识你。
Anyone from my left side?